Roach. I am your ministry morning host, and this is the place where you have decided to be to experience the goodness of God with culturally relevant information and inspiration that will lead to your personal transformation. Every segment that you are listening to is filled with hope, humor, encouragement, and layers of faith. I pray that you're ready to shift and get fit for the kingdom through the airways, because I am ready. What are you going to decide today? What kind of shield will you decide to put around you? Will it be a shield of faith, or will it be a shield of doubt? Well, let's see. But before we do that, let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have given us, and we will choose to be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God to your word, and that you've given us the measure of faith, and you've given us also your armor. For you told us to put on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word that will not return void, but it will accomplish what it has been sent to do. Father, I thank you that your word surrounds us like a shield, and I believe that we will see even greater measures of your word being a shield to us this year in the name of Jesus. And so I welcome also my special guest, the Holy Spirit. Do what you do best, my special guest. Go beyond my place and position of where I am physically, and speak to the hearts of those that are listening today and open up their hearts and ears to receive the ministry of the Word of God. If you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. I want to go immediately right into Ephesians 6:16. The Word of God tells us, I want to get different versions of it. Let me just pull it up very quickly. From Ephesians 6:16, he says, in every battle, take faith. I'm going to say that again. In every battle, take faith as your wrap-around shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. I want to remind you that when you decide to start operating in the things of God and moving in the kingdom of God from a higher realm, you better be ready, because you are for sure a mark. You are a target for the enemy, not to give you a spirit of fear, because God doesn't give you a spirit of fear, but you are also called to have wisdom and to know that you are a target. Every day you should really wake up. I know when I wake up, I'm a threat to the enemy. I'm a danger. I'm dangerous as far as to the kingdom of darkness, because he knows that my words, which are God's word, is light. And the word is powerful. So that's why he tries to either quench or snuff out or distract or whatever the enemy will try to do to those that are advancing the kingdom of God. And if you're not feeling any kind of opposition, I'd say you may want to check yourself. And of course, we do have the word of God, but you're going to experience some opposition. And even if that includes him giving you little subtle lies to your mind or to your about, you know, or things about your family or whatever it might be, you're going to experience trials, tribulations, suffering. God said that we would, but he says in every battle, Ephesians 6:16, take faith as your wrap around shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. I want to also read that from Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 18 from the Message Bible. He says, be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued, so that it's all over but the shouting, and you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in the ongoing warfare. Pray hard, pray long, pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open, keep each other's spirits up, and no one falls behind and drops out. that's why I look at people that were fiery believers and just how their little lights start dimming out and dimming out and dimming out. And I'm thinking, you know what? You haven't kept your eyes on the goal, and you're not keeping your spirits up so that you don't fall behind or be a dropout. God doesn't want faith to drop out. You know, you're fiery one day, and then the next day we can't even find you. Your fire has been extinguished because of the fiery darts and the arrows of the enemy. That's why he tells us also from Ephesians 6:16, from the voice, he says, don't forget to raise the shield of faith above all else, so you will be able to extinguish the fiery flames hurled at you from the wicked one. So keeping that shield of faith up, according to Ephesians 6:16, is so very important as you are advancing in the kingdom of God. Paul even can finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So about the shield, Paul is writing, in addition to all this, take up that shield of faith, for which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Even in the ESV, it puts it this way: in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. So what does a flaming dart look like? A flaming dart is a suggestion that is not of God. A flaming dart could be something that the enemy is bringing up from your past. A flaming dart can be something that could even be good, that it could still be a distraction, but it's not good. Anything that's coming from the enemy isn't good. And if it does look good, it's because he's coming as an angel of light to ultimately deceive you, to lead you to your own demise. So be mindful of those flaming darts. When you see them, I mean, not mindful of them, but recognize that this is what it is. Stop so much as taking the blame of, what did I do or what did I say and all of that stuff. See, when you're growing and advancing in the kingdom of God, all kinds of things are going to come up. And, of course, you're going to go through some sort of analysis to make sure that you're not a part of the problem or a part of whatever that may be. But when you are advancing the kingdom of God, you are marked by the enemy. And so the Holy Spirit is telling us to keep that shield of faith up. So you're able to do this. The opposite end of the truth is that you can take the shield of doubt and quench all the blessings of God. Doubt is also a flaming arrow from the enemy. You see what happened in the Garden of Eden? What is the first thing? As soon as you get a promise, I guarantee you, as we talked about last night in our Wednesday worship experience, that as soon as you get the word of God, as soon as you get a promise of God, Satan comes immediately to steal the word. And everybody that was there, they got all engaged to talk about what does that look like for the enemy immediately. One of the faith builders that were there last night, they were saying what stuck out was the word immediately. And it's true, immediately, because he doesn't waste any time when you get a promise. God doesn't waste any time giving you the promise. But that's why you have to guard your heart, according to Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 25. When you guard your heart, you put that shield up. You're protecting your heart. That shield is a protection of your heart, just like I believe your body is a protection for your organs. It's a protection for all the body parts. So when you have your shield up and when you have your armor up, you are protecting the darts or the things that are trying to come in, the sway of the suggestions of this culture, because this culture has a different mindset, because it's governed by a different governor. It's not governed by God. Everybody's not thinking about God, just like when I read to you this week about that widow. That judge was not thinking anything about God, could care less about the people. But he said, unless this woman gives me a blue and black eye, I better get up and do something and bring justice for her behalf. But she kept pounding. She kept saying the word, or she kept coming before him. And it's the same thing when you're advancing the kingdom. And if you want to see greater measures, you have to continue to be consistent. Because one thing about it, the enemy can't do much with somebody that's disciplined. The hand of the discipline shall rule. I listen to so many excuses that people tell me about why they can't do whatever they need to do. And this is one excuse after the next excuse. There is a saying let me find this. It's a saying. There's a quote, shall I say. They say basically, let me see about the quote of an excuse. I like live radio and the flow of the Holy Spirit because you never know what it's going to be. Here's 15 motivation, no quotes, to stop making excuses. Here's one of them. It says, it's better to offer no excuse than a bad one. Okay, George Washington. He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else. Benjamin Franklin, that's a good one. Here's another one. Never make excuses. Your friends don't need them, and your foes won't believe them. John Wooden, that's good. 99% of failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. Now, that's good. That's from George Washington Carver. If you know anything about him, it's powerful. Here's another one. We have 40 million reasons for failure, but not a single excuse. Here's another one. Every vice has an excuse ready. Here's another one. If you really want to do it, you do it. There are no excuses. That's good, Bruce Newman. Here's another one. A man can fail many times, but he isn't a failure until he begins to blame somebody else. Here's another one. We have more ability than willpower, and it is often an excuse to ourselves that we imagine that things are impossible. So what are all these excuses? The trouble with excuses is that they become inevitably difficult to believe after they have been used a couple of times. Because when you hear the excuse, you know that it's an excuse. You hear it, it's just going all around and around, and the shield is not up. The shield of faith is not up. All that is doubt and procrastination rooted in fear. Difficulty, here's another one, is the excuse. History never accepts. Here's another one. It is wise to direct your anger towards your problems, not people. To focus your energy on answers, not excuses. Well, I like this one. Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. Never excuse yourself. People with integrity, this is great. Do what they say. I'm going to say that again. People with integrity do what they say. They are going to do. Others have excuses. Here's another one. It is wrong and immoral to seek to escape consequences of one's acts. So these were just some of the ones that was good for an excuse, but it's one that I've heard. Basically, it was saying something about excuses. Just it's something that's wrapped up into a lie. But basically, excuses don't get you anywhere. And so the opposite of an excuse, it leads to doubt. It leads to procrastination. It leads to whatever it is. And a lot of it has to do, primarily, I believe, excuses is with control and reasoning, because you want to be in control and to reason out everything as opposed to just bonding or just doing what you're hearing from the Word of God. So therefore, if you don't have up the shield of faith, now you have up the shield of doubt. Now it's quenching the blessings of God that he said that makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. So it is a fact from God's word that the shield of faith can quench all that the enemy brings against you and I. It must be true then that you can't take the shield of doubt and quench all the blessings of God, and many have. Why? Because what they are saying is producing fear. Because basically when there's doubt, it's producing fear, and the fear is expanding, and basically the roots and the fruit of it, the fruit, shall I say, of fear is expanding. Because once the root is there, you know, sometimes you could have the root of fear and you get one thing of a head, some fig leaves, and then that's gone. And then you get another part and then that's gone. It's just like if you have a plant, maybe one root, but then there are different leaves that are on those trees. So some of those trees, we got to pull down some trees. That's why it's so good to get into that 21-day Faith Builders training. And I love this new 2.0 21 Faith Builders training, because instead of a lot of reading, they're getting daily videos of the notes as well as my the actual training in itself for 10 minutes or less. So we got to deal with these fruits, these roots, and, you know, putting the axe to the root. A lot of people trying to change things on the outside, but really the root is on the inside. So one of the things that we need to make sure of while we're putting up this shield of faith is to know that the words, the shield around us, whether if it's a shield of the shield of faith or whether it is a shield of fear, then we can understand that the shield of faith will be like a spiritual plexiglass in a sense. Let's see, a canopy that encompasses us, and any individual, and moves with us to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So it's important that we build and we strengthen that shield of faith. The shield of faith, that's the word of God. When the enemy comes with something, a suggestion to your mind to try to take root or to expand the root that is already there, it's basically he's watering. Oh, that's, I hear it, Holy Spirit. He's watering. Like, you know, when you say your declarations of faith and when you're doing what God is telling you to do, guess what? You are watering. You're being cleansed even by the washing of the watering of words. You're putting up that shield of faith. Well, when you don't say anything to counteract the enemy's words or his lies, the enemy keeps watering. He keeps watering his field of doubt, his field of lies, his field of procrastination, all the fruit. So there's just more fruit, but all he's doing is watering the root until you rise up with your shield of faith that God has given you. So we must keep that word and let that word produce a shield around us. Now, you can build and strengthen the shield or you can weaken it by the words, once again, that you speak. If you speak fear, it's going to insulate you and stop the blessing. Fear-filled words will always produce more fear. It's going to always produce more fear, which invites the enemy, it legalizes him, and it quenches the blessing of God. And sometimes people say, well, I don't understand these people and how they're going around saying all of their needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and that they have the abundance of the Lord and no lack, and it's the blessing that makes them rich and adds no sorrow to it, and all of these other things. And actually what we're actually saying is faith-filled words. And if nothing else, maybe they could catch fire and catch hold that to see that we're keeping our shield of faith up. I believe even when the enemy comes, he's coming to see what's around there, see what he can search for. He's always searching, like God is searching to and fro to see who he can show himself strong through. I believe the enemy, every single day, he is looking. Soon as you get up, he's already trying to pull up something that's in the past. That's why he says in Philippians, forget about those things that lie behind. You still thinking about that stuff? That means there's a root there. We talked about that last night in our Wednesday worship experience. You're still thinking about a lot of stuff of the past and all of that stuff. And I don't mean the good things that you could be rejoicing on, but if you're still thinking about the struggle and the pain and you cannot seem to progress and you're stuck, that's when you need to shift. You need to come up a little bit higher, get on that next level of your faith. First and foremost, get your faith up to even get on to the next level so that you can advance to do whatever God is calling you to do. And then start executing. And then, you know, executing by having a renewed mind. Promises of God out of your mouth, when you are implanting that promise within your spirit, it becomes a part of you. That's why it's so important to say what God has said. That's keeping your shield of faith up. That means you are ready. We must be ready in season and out of season, because you don't know. If the attack doesn't happen to you, it could happen to your family or friends or someone around you, and you need to be ready to be full of God's words, to be full of God's presence, because basically when you show up, God shows up. You got to know that. Say that. When I show up, God shows up. So there's so many Christians who know the word, and that's what they do, know it. But they don't have any faith in their own faith. They always want somebody else to pray for them. They always want somebody else to believe for them. And I believe one of the keys of having faith in your faith is confessing God's word until it becomes a part of you. You will know when the word of God becomes a part of you because you'll have an image. And when you have an image, that's when you're just being. When you have an image of something, you're just being. Just think, if you look at a picture on a wall, that's an image. And what is that picture doing? It's just being. The picture isn't being created. The picture isn't becoming. The picture, it's just being. I believe if we stop striving so much to become something that we already are, that's why he says the sons and daughters of God are waiting for them to unveil themselves. In other words, to just be. When God said light be, he wasn't waiting for the light to become. Oh, that's revelation knowledge. Listen to what I'm telling you. When God said light be, that's what he said, light be. Be that light. Healing be, not healing coming. Everything that God has done has already been done before the foundations of the world. We need to learn this year how to just be and to receive, to be and to receive. If you're a believer, then be a believer. If you're a believer, you say, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and then you turn around and say, I'm becoming a believer, then, well, what are you? Are you a believer or are you becoming? Which one is it? So be light. Be the salt of the earth. Be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Be healed. And Jesus said, be healed in the name of Jesus. He didn't say, go become and be healed. I believe we're becoming. You know what we're becoming? As we talked about last night in our Wednesday worship experience, when faith comes, we're becoming when we start hearing the word of God. And we're hearing the word of God so that we can create an image from the word of God. And once we create an image from the word of God and then we're meditating on that image, then revelation knowledge comes. And when revelation knowledge comes, now we have a strategy. Now we know what to do. We know who to be. We know what to say. We know where to go. Instead of this year being the year of I'm still trying to figure it out, just be the word, get the word, be the word, believe the word, receive the word, because it's by grace through faith that you can even keep up your shield of faith. So this is the victory. Faith is the victory. And I believe that the keys, once again, to having that faith is confessing the word of God until it becomes. If you don't believe a thing, then you need to hear something new. If you don't believe God, if you're having a time receiving, if you're having a time developing persistence, if you're having a time developing truth, if you're having a time developing whatever it is, go back to hearing the word of God so that faith can come. See, we're looking for other avenues to escape or some easier way or this can't be the way or this doesn't work. Well, you haven't given it time enough to work, to develop. You're developing your faith. So you're keeping up this shield of faith. So the words that come out of your mouth have more effect. As I talked about, if you missed any of this broadcast, I talked about excuses. But the word of God has more effect. Thank God that the word is not an excuse. Could you imagine when you go to God and pray that God gives you excuse of why he can't perform his word? I mean, just think about that. God is just being. And if we have the image, whatever Christ is, we are. If whatever the word is, which is Christ, which is the proof, which is the evidence, we are. We're already those things. So this year, we can become, or shall I say, manifest those things to just be that thing. Be the word. And without reasoning, don't try to figure it out, because God, the word will create the image. The word, like if I just say tree, if I just say the word tree, right now you can picture your tree. You didn't do any reason to try to figure it out. Now, let me. Where am I going to go buy the tree? Should I go to get the tree seeds from Africa? Should I go to Lowe's? Should I go? No, I just said tree. As soon as I said tree, you formed an image. Now you can probably see yourself sitting by the tree. You see yourself reading by the tree. All I said was tree. Without any painful toil, you should immediately see an image. If there's a blockage, go back in so that you can hear the word of God so that faith can come. When faith comes, you're going to get an image. You're going to see it. Revelation knowledge is going to come. You're going to get a strategy. You'll know exactly what to do. I'm talking about today, keeping up the shield of faith. So faith is the victory. Faith in God's word comes from hearing yourself, and the devil comes from hearing yourself speak what the devil said. And faith, no faith comes from speaking nothing. So even if God is telling you something, you're not saying anything. So he can't legally move. If the enemy is saying something, you're not saying anything to rebuttal it. So the enemy just continues to bombard you and overwhelm you with thoughts, and then you'll be in the prayer line next week, and we'll say, well, what have you been listening to? And you say, well, I've been listening to something. And then we'll say next, well, what have you been saying? Well, I've been saying nothing. Well, very good. That's why you haven't gotten results. That's your answer right there. So the devil comes with hearing yourself speak what the devil says, because they remember the devil is after results, and so is God. But we don't magnify the devil from this platform. We expose that joker. Amen. So for whatever is born of God, from 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Your faith brings forth the victory. Your faith is the victory. Remember, as I said yesterday, faith is the evidence. Faith is the substance. So if faith is the evidence, it means that this substance, that the things that you're hoping for, these things, they do exist. But now to transfer those things that don't exist in an unseen world, we first must get our belief up to believe that this does exist. We believe that God does exist. We believe that his word exists, his presence, and what he said, which is his plan. And so when we believe those things, then guess what? We will overcome the world when we activate our faith. So if faith is the victory that overcomes the world, then victory comes through faith. How does victory come? Say it. Through faith. How does victory come? Say it. Through faith. One more time. How does victory come? Say it. Through faith. And in the word of God which abides in you. When the word of God abides in you, you have faith. And I'm not referring to some sort of head faith, reasoning faith, referring to something even in the past, heart faith. I'm talking not sense faith, knowledge faith, natural faith. I'm talking about the faith of God, the measure of faith. When the word becomes a part of you, every time lack shows its head, every time a lie resurrects its head, every time whatever God has not implanted in you tries to resurrect, here's what I'm telling you to do. The first thing you have to do is open up your mouth and say something. There is an abundance, and our God has met our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's what you can say. Or whatever that promise is, there is always an answer, a solution for every lie from the enemy. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So I want to encourage you today to keep your faith up, get your faith up. You can't keep something up that you first haven't got up. And then now expand your measure. You will never exalt faith because your problems will never be exalted. In other words, trials are going to come if it's not from you, or if none of them are from you. I mean, Lord forbid. But hear what I'm saying. Whatever the enemy tries to come with all his fiery darts to your family or you or whatever, your health or challenges, finances, your progression, your opportunities, your advancement, whatever it is, get the word on it, get your faith up on it, hear the word of God, and keep your shield up. Let's put on our full armor of God. I put on now the full armor of God. Come on, the belt of truth. The shoes of peace everywhere you go. See, don't just put on the armor because you can say it from your head. See yourself. See the image with your armor on. When you walk in doors that you walk in your businesses or in the marketplaces or grocery store, you don't realize people that are in the dark, you look huge in the spirit to them. They don't even understand you because you are a law. You are a force, shall I say, to be reckoned with, because the enemy knows what you are fully equipped and loaded with. Amen? So let's keep on those shoes of peace. Stay out of strife. Don't get even into strife with yourself. If you've already started that junk and that stuff is trying to resurrect even up in you, that tit for tat and fling and just that uneasiness, see, that's not you against somebody else. That's you against you. That's for somebody now. Listen later to the podcast. Stop wrestling with yourself. Just do what the word of God is telling you to do and walk in peace. Be peace. Be peace. instead of allowing yourself to be in pieces. Because, see, when you're in pieces, that's because you're out of the will of God. And it doesn't mean that you're out of the will of God for movement, but you're out of the will of God as far as where's your mind? Keep your mind, what does he say? Stay on me and I will keep you, what? In perfect peace. So where's your mind being relocated? Who that like that book, Who Moved Your Cheese? Who moved your thoughts? What's moving your thoughts? So don't get into reasoning and figuring it out. Just whatever the word says, see the image. Meditate on the image. And that image is going to come to pass because it's the word of God. And with revelation knowledge, I put on also the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts. Come on and say it. Of the enemy. I put on the helmet of salvation. I have the mind of Christ. So therefore, I command the thoughts of Christ to be manifested in Jesus' name. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I am right now in right position with my Heavenly Father. Therefore, there is no hindrances, our relationship separated. I take up also the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's an offensive sword, and it's also for defense. You can flip that sword. It's like having a sword with teeth on both sides. Whatever you need it for, it'll cut one way, and it'll do. It'll cut down, and it'll also build up. It'll cut off the head of the lies of the enemy. It'll cut off all of his lack, all of his poverty, all of his junk, all of his bondage, all of his fear. All of that's his. I hear so many people attaching the enemy stuff, my fear. My fears are, well, those aren't your fears. Those fears of the enemy have been implanted in you. Now get his fears up out of you. Amen? So now that we have our full, our shield of faith up and our complete full armor of God, go out and be today. Be amazing. Be all that God is calling you to be, because this is the year of the greater measures. This is the year, according to Romans 8:19. You're going to hear it every day on this segment, I'm telling you. The year of the unveiling of you. God said in that prophetic word, if you haven't read it, click on through it on your app. In that prophetic word, God says, I didn't waste my breath creating you. So be all that God has called you to be. Amen. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you. God bless you. And go out there today and just be. In Jesus' name, amen.